Hi everyone, how are you? Hope you're having an amazing day today. And I'm excited to talk about a really fun topic. It's Saturday, so we're gonna definitely play the Saturday game. I'm gonna keep it short for you because I know there's stuff you wanna do, and just let this be a quick motivation for the day. So the reason I wanted to talk about this was because on Saturdays and Sundays, the weekends, we tend to forget that we are living a healthy lifestyle. So if you struggle with that, then this is a good call for you to listen to. Basically, I was going for a walk this morning and I just realized how grateful I was for everything in my life. You know, I just felt so good. I was grateful for the trees. I was grateful for the peace I felt. I was grateful for the amazing drink I was drinking. I was grateful for the people in my life, everything. And it's really easy to forget to take that time for ourselves. Taking that time is absolutely essential to creating the lifestyle that you want, because if you don't take that time, you can't feel grateful. And if we don't value the things that we have, then we're not going to be able to really fully feel that happiness. Happiness comes from gratefulness. It comes from valuing things in our lives. And if you think about, you know, there's people out here, especially out in California, right, that they have a lot of things. They have so much stuff, and they have really expensive cars and really expensive houses and everything, but they still don't seem happy. And these people, I bet you anything, they're so used to having these things, some of them, that they don't quite value it. They don't realize what they have. And it's hard to value what we have until we've gone without it. And this is a very, very important concept to grasp. So we need to really, truly understand why we value something and what it is we value. And sometimes we just need to take 10 minutes out of our day to go do something like take a walk by ourselves outside, to bring that back, that feeling, that emotion. And it is just that simple. If we allow ourselves to be stress-free and just be taking that time where we're not thinking about other stuff, we're just focused on, wow, look at how beautiful that flower is. Oh my gosh, look at that gorgeous tree. That has great energy to it. It looks like a powerful, strong tree. Or look at that cute dog that just passed me. Things like that. If we're focusing on that stuff, then we are not focusing on our stresses and the things that make us feel like we're lacking in our lives. So we really want to focus in on, focus in on feeling grateful. And this is the quickest way to get the things that you want. Because when we're in a state of gratitude, a state of happiness, and just a state of freedom, then we can draw the other things into our lives that we want. So things happen so much easier. You should really try paying more attention to this if it's something that you don't think about often, because this is a super interesting thing. And for me, I noticed that when I do tap into this state of freedom and happiness, then all of a sudden we just attract great things. So I'm going to take a minute to just pause for a second. Please. This thing is going to talk to me.
Welcome.
Okay. Sorry about that. So we are really, really feeling a sense of love, gratitude, peace, happiness. And I just want you to try and take a second right now to embody that and feel it. I really, really want you to get excited about what you already have. And I really, more than anything, want you to get excited about what you have for a body. Taking this time for ourselves allows us to realize sure, I might not be exactly where I want to be right now or look how I want to look right now, but thank you, God, that I have two legs to walk on, that I have a body that can transform into whatever I want it to change into. Thank you, God, for that. Oh, my goodness. And if you don't believe in God, then thank you, universe. Thank you, spirit. Thank you, you know, whoever blessed me with this life and this body. We're just lucky. We're just beyond lucky to even be able to move around. There's some people that don't even have that ability. And we can just love ourselves where we are in the moment and not feel a sense of lack. And then it's easier to make healthy choices. So for the person who is feeling like, I really don't like where I'm at, or I don't like my body, and I don't want it to be how it is, then that is when you're in a state of feeling such extreme guilt about, oh, well, I guess I probably shouldn't eat this because this is going to add up, or I probably should just go work out because I need to get to the body type I want because I don't like the one I have. Think about how different it is to think that way than if you were to think, I'm so grateful for my body, and I'm so grateful for where I'm at. I can't wait to amplify it. I can't wait to make it even better. I can't wait to see what happens when I get to feel the energy of moving and see where my body goes and transforms. I can't wait to see how good I feel after I eat this nourishing food. You know, how different does it feel to be in those two different states? And I want to empower you to always, always live in that state of feeling really good and feeling like I'm happy where I'm at. And I don't need to be anywhere but where I am. And if I want to just amplify this, sure, let me do it. Awesome. Feels great. There's a lot less stress and energy and painful thinking that goes into that mindset of, you know, I just want to amplify what I already have. I love where I'm at. Because remember that where we are right now, we've built this over time. We've created it. And we have to just embrace what is. We can't try and deny what where we're at and how we're feeling. The denial is a mean game. And embracing this life in this place that we are and go, you know what? Yeah, I've been through some really hard times. And yeah, it shows on my body. I've taken that out on myself. But I embrace it. And that's where I'm at. And I can't wait to, you know, be able to move more in the future. This is a gift I have for myself. That is a very empowering state to be. And it's like, we're not trying to deny that we've gone through hard times. Like, we're just accepting, yes, it's happened. We've all gone through hard times. Some of us harder than others. Some of us maybe perceived as not harder than others, but we take it harder on ourselves. But regardless, we wear our emotions on us, you know? As uncomfortable as this seems, I can always tell where somebody is emotionally by their look on their exterior. And it's not a bad thing, and it's not something to feel weird about. It's just we wear our emotions. And that goes for somebody who's overweight, and it goes for somebody who's underweight. And it goes for some people who are, like, too fit. Sorry if you can hear sirens right now. They're pretty loud. Maybe that's a sign. What's that symbolic of? A siren? We can all figure that one out on our own, what we take that for. But even somebody who's too fit shows something, you know? There is something to personal trainers that the reason somebody becomes a personal trainer is usually driven by some sort of undervaluing of themselves, and there's a whole psychological sequence to why everybody chooses the jobs that they choose, the bodies that they choose, the relationships that they choose. It's a whole psychology that I won't go into right now, but let's just go, okay, I'm wearing where I'm at on my body, and I get the opportunity to choose where I go next, and I choose it to be great, and my body will be a reflection of that. So let's love on ourselves and be happy where we're at. I'm going to hit the road and get ready to listen to a panel of awesome health experts, one being Lorna Jane Clarkson, who started the fitness brand Lorna Jane, which I love. So I can't wait to share some good stuff that I learned there with you guys. And I can't wait to see how you're doing. Don't forget to fill out your progress reports. It's very important. Do that before Monday. And you have your nutrition schedule in your inbox, and you'll have your fitness schedule shortly. So I love you all very much. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you share the love, take care of your body, and love where you're at. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.